how to remove tzitzis from a tallis in the event that one is allowed to remove them. So as we explained in our previous lesson on the subject, while there are restrictions against removing a kosher pair of tzitzis strings from the tallis, practically we permit it to be done in several cases, such as for the sake of switching the strings to nicer strings, more mahudra or kosher strings, or to place onto another garment right away, or in order to discard the tallis which has worn out. In all these cases of allowance, the question is raised as to how the tzitzis strings may be removed from the corner. May one use a scissor to cut it off? Does one have to bite it off with his teeth? Or must one undo it with his hands, undoing the long braid process that was once done? So while in the actual Shulchan Aruch in chapter 15, we do not find any restrictions mentioned as to how the tzitzis strings may be removed in those cases that it is permitted to be removed as we listed above, nonetheless, the Achreinim do mention that just like we said it's a belittlement to, for an unjustifiable reason, to remove tzitzis from your tallis and nullify the mitzvah, so too it's considered a belittlement to invalidate kosher tzitzis strings. And therefore, one's not allowed to cut it off or tear it off in any manner, and must undo the braid with his hands so the strings can be usable again in the future. So even if your intent is to switch these strings for more kosher strings, for nicer strings, since they are still kosher, you cannot invalidate them by tearing them. So rules the Alter Rebbe in his Siddur, which follows the ruling of the Elyar Rabbah, the Elas Tamid, and the Pri Megadim. Now there are poskim who argue on this ruling and say that it's only necessary to undo the braid if you actually plan on reusing these tzitzis, such as you're undoing it from one tallis to tie it to another tallis, so they need to stay kosher. But if you simply want to get rid of the strings, they've done their time, they're dirty and old, or one of them is short, and you want to switch for longer strings, then it's permitted to even tear it off. So brings the Pri Megadim in the name of the Levush, so is the opinion of Marie Malka brought in the Birka Yosef, and many Paiskim recorded in the Kaf HaChaim, and in the Mishnah Brura in the name of the Chaya Adam. Practically, while those who are lenient to cut off or tear off the strings have upon whom to rely, practically, one is to be stringent, and certainly those who follow the rulings of the Alter Rebbe are to be stringent in this, and not tear or cut the strings off, and rather undo the braid with their hands. One can delegate this job even to children to do, as there is no mitzvah involved in untying the strings. It's simply a matter of not belittling them. Now, seemingly all this applies to kosher tzitzis strings. But if the tzitzis is no longer kosher, then even according to the stringent opinion, it may be torn off, as you're not making it any more kosher by tearing it. So if a string torn an area that invalidates the tzitzis, etc., then seemingly even according to the stringent opinion, you may cut off or tear off the tzitzis. Now, how can you tear it or cut it off? Are there any restrictions in the cutting or tearing? So we find indeed recorded in the Achreinim, the Magen Avram, the Matei Moshe, the Shla, the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, chapter 11, Halacha 24, and the Mishnah Brura, that it is proper for one to be careful whenever he cuts the tzitzis, not to do so with a knife, with metal, but rather to use his teeth. The explanation is that the mitzvah of tzitzis helps lengthen the life of man on earth, while metal helps shorten it. And just like we find on the Mizbeach, that since it's meant to lengthen the man's life, metal is not allowed to be placed onto it, so too regarding the tzitzis. The reason why we specifically mention that one should use his teeth, the Kitzur Shlo and Ben Ish Chai write, and is recorded in the Kaf HaChaim, that the 32 teeth correspond to the 32 strings. And we also know there's a skula involved with tzitzis, that checking one's tzitzis that they are kosher is a skula for healthy teeth or relieving tooth pain. So we find this connection, and that's why in addition to not cutting it with metal, one should specifically use his teeth to cut it. If one is unsuccessful in using his teeth, then he certainly may use a plastic knife and the like, or any other method of tearing or cutting that doesn't involve metal. Once again, based on what we explained earlier, all this is only applicable in the case that you want to shorten a string or tear a cut off invalid tzitzis, as if the tzitzis is valid still, then you should not tear or cut them, but rather undo them with your hand, as we stated.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.